Hello, this is David Austin with the BBC News. Share trading has been suspended in China after price fell by 7%, triggering an automatic close down of the country's exchange on the first day of operation of the new shutdown mechanism. As Steve Evans reports from Beijing, investors had a number of concerns.
Share prices in Shanghai fell steeply after new figures indicated that China's manufacturing sector was contracting faster than previously thought. On top of that, markets were spooked by the severing of diplomatic relations between Iran and Saudi Arabia, two of the world's biggest oil producers. Investors were also worried about the expiry soon of measures brought in to try to curb the previous slump in share prices back in the middle of 2015.
Saudi Arabia has given all Iranian diplomats in the country 48 hours to leave after severing ties with Tehran amid a row over the execution by the Saudis of a prominent Shia Muslim cleric. Sheikh Nimr al-Nima was one of 47 people put to death on Saturday for terrorism-related offences. Saudi Arabia cut relations with Iran after demonstrators stormed the Saudi embassy in Tehran. At least 9 people have been killed by an earthquake that struck northeast India and was felt across the region. 3 of those who died were in neighbouring Bangladesh. Justin Rowlatt reports from Delhi.
With a magnitude of 6.8, this was a powerful quake, and it was relatively shallow, 57 kilometres below the surface, according to the US Geological Survey. This tends to increase the impact of an earthquake. It also hit before dawn, while most people were asleep. The epicentre was just outside Imphal, the capital of the Indian state of Manipur on the border with Myanmar. The roofs and staircases of dozens of buildings were damaged, trapping residents in the city of 250,000 people.
Heavy fighting is reported in the Afghan city of Mazar-i-Sharif, where a group of gunmen are holed up in a house after failing to break into the Indian consulate nearby. At least one civilian has been wounded, but the Indian ambassador, Amar Sinha, said all the consulate staff were safe. A spokesman for Afghanistan's Special Operation Forces, Captain Mohammad Shukur Sadat, said that they were dealing with the situation.
We were informed about this incident and we were out to help. We came here as soon as our commanders ordered us. Now we are here. Our forces are in position, and I can assure you and our people that we will be able to control the situation very soon.
Sweden has introduced identity checks in an attempt to reduce the number of migrants arriving there. All travellers wanting to cross by land from neighbouring Denmark are being refused entry without the necessary documents. This is the World News from the BBC. Hong Kong's leader, CY Leung, has said the Chinese police have no right to operate in the country. He was speaking amid concerns that a bookseller has been detained by the mainland authorities.
Only legal enforcement agencies in Hong Kong have the legal authority to enforce laws in Hong Kong. No other law enforcement agencies outside of Hong Kong, that is, has such authority.
One local legislator claims Li Bo, who disappeared last week, was kidnapped and taken to the mainland because his shop sells publications critical of the Chinese government. He's the 5th person linked to the bookshop to go missing. The security services in the UK are trying to establish the identity of a masked man with a British accent who appears in a new video from the Islamic State group. The film purports to show 5 people accused of spying for Britain being shot dead. Fighting is continuing at an Indian Air Force base near the border with Pakistan. At least 7 Indian soldiers and 4 attackers have died so far at the Pathankot base. Nitin Srivastava sent this report.
Top officials have been briefing Prime Minister Narendra Modi over the developments in Pathankot, and the loss of at least 7 soldiers is also being seen as an embarrassment since the Indian government claims it received intelligence reports in advance of the attack. This attack is also seen by many as a blow to the apparent peace initiative recently taken by Mr. Modi when he held informal talks with his Pakistani counterpart Nawaz Sharif.
The Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has called for a summit with President Vladimir Putin of Russia so that the two countries can negotiate a peace treaty. Mr. Abe said both leaders recognized that the absence of such document, more than 70 years after the end of the Second World War, was abnormal. BBC News.